All stations, this is KU0FOE Caleb in Branson, Missouri. I'll be acting as net control for the Skywarn Ethernet. Before we begin, are there any stations on frequency with emergency traffic? Once again, stations with emergency traffic only. Please call now. This is KU0FOE. Okay, nothing heard. The purpose of the Skywarn Ethernet is to provide a forum to encourage young amateur radio operators and their families to key up and get out on the air, and to create an educational awareness among all operators about Skywarn and basic weather facts. All hams of all ages are encouraged to check in and support this net. Standby more follows. KE0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Ethernet meets on the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All Star Link nodes 60734 and 65014, the DMR Brandmeister Talk Group 31686, the YSF Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0030 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Ethernet, including a list of participating repeaters and Echolink and other VOIP nodes, is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. Standby more follows. KE0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Ethernet first takes check-ins from any and all hams who are short of time and who would like to check in without traffic. After short time, we call for any VOIP stations and then for stations in specific locations. If we don't call your location or you miss your location, we do a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. Standby more follows. KE0FOE continuing. During last Sunday's net, our special event station for severe weather awareness, N0A, November 0 Alpha, was still operational, and more contacts were made throughout the evening. Now that the special event is over, I want to share some results with you. We made just under 2,300 contacts, 2,296 to be exact. We also were able to add a new mode to our operations, which was CW, thanks to a volunteer named James down in Mississippi. I'd also like to thank Jack, KM7CIB, for helping us operate as well. We have received a mountain of QSL cards, both physical and digital. All of the digital QSL cards received are now viewable on our website in the form of a slideshow. We will be scanning and adding the physical QSL cards this week. We are also excited to announce that our special event was covered once again by Amateur Radio Newsline. We also received coverage by the ARRL Audio News. If you want, or if you would like to listen to these news reports as well as view our QSL slideshow and to browse our entire operations log, please visit the Skywarn Youth website at skywarnyouth.net and click on the special event menu link. Once again, a big thank you to everyone who volunteered and who contacted us during our special event. If you are interested in learning about severe weather safety, visit our website, skywarnyouth.net, and click on the Safety tab. And to learn more about how to protect yourself and your family during a weather emergency, visit ready.gov. That's ready.gov. Standby more follows. KE0FOE continuing. Before we open the Skywarn Ethernet to check-ins, I'd like to invite all stations as you check in to share any current or recent weather conditions and observations for your area. I'll go first. Here in Branson, Missouri, it is currently 56 degrees with clear skies. I had a high today of 65 and a low this morning of 35, and we received about 1 1/3 inches of rain during this past week. Standby more follows. KE0FOE continuing. So right before we jump into short time check-ins, I have another trivia question tonight. And so tonight's trivia question was actually used a year ago, and it ties directly into our recent mission to promote severe weather awareness. So here is the question. What is the number one weather-related killer in the United States? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. All right, we are now opening the net to any and all short-time check-ins not using the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. This is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn UseNet.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Lima Golf, KD8SLG, Nick in Glenmont, Ohio. 41 degrees and overcast, and my guess is lightning.
November 6, Zulu Alpha Romeo, N6ZAR, Scott in Eastvale, California. Current temperature is 80 degrees, winds 13 miles out of the east, and a pleasant day. Answer to the trivia is lightning. N6ZAR, back to you.
All right, I'll stop right there and acknowledge who I heard. First, we had an early check-in from KC5FM, Lloyd in Cowley County, Kansas. And just now I heard KD8SLG, Nick in Glenmont, Ohio. Good to hear from you again. With 41 degrees, overcast, and a guess of lightning. And also K6ZAR, Scott in Eastvale, California, with 80 degrees. 13-mile-per-hour winds, and guess of lightning as well for the trivia. Thank you both very much for your check-ins. I appreciate you. And I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system? Please call now.
7 Mike Juliet Bravo.
Okay, I thought I heard a station. I think I copied Mike Juliet Bravo. Can you come again?
This is Michael, Kilo 7 Mike Juliet Bravo. Salem, Oregon, coming to you on 145-490.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael. I copy K7MJB in Oregon. Thank you very much for checking into the Skywarn UseNet tonight. I appreciate you. I don't think I've heard you before. We're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time if you'd like to join us again in the future. We'd certainly appreciate your support. Did you have anything, any weather information for the net?
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And also, Scott, I apologize. I said your prefix wrong. It's November 6th. So thank you for checking in. I'm sorry I got that wrong. But anyway, so I'll be clear with that station now and do another call. Are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn UseNet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
This is Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Tango Oscar. Mark currently mobile in Grand Ronde. It is sunny and 75 degrees right now.
Net Control. Check-in. Kilo Romeo 4, Golf, Golf, Tango, KR4, GGT, Andrew in Christiansburg, Virginia, where it is currently 60 degrees outside with cloudy skies.
All right, let me stop right there. I acknowledge two stations, KM7BTO, Mark in Glenmont, Oregon, with 75 and sunny, and KR4GGT, Andrew in Virginia, with 60 degrees and cloudy. Hello there, Andrew. I don't believe I've heard you before. Welcome to the Skywarn UseNet. Can I ask, how old are you?
This is KR4GGT. I am 13 years old. Back to you.
Okay, copy, 13 years old. Very good. Thank you so much for joining us on the Skywarn UseNet tonight. I appreciate you, and welcome. We're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central, or I believe 8:30 p.m. Your time. So if you'd like to join us again, we'd certainly appreciate your support. And if you're ever interested in running this net, you can contact me and we can work something out. We're always looking for more young net controllers. So anyway, thank you so much. I'll be clear with KR4GGT, and I'll do one more call now. Are there any more short-time check-ins outside the PRA system? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
WB6, WNI, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey November India, Jerry in San Jose, still cooking Easter dinner, so happy Easter everyone, is 81 degrees, scattered clouds, and no other traffic other than happy Easter. Back to you, Caleb.
Okay, very good. I copy WB6WNI, Gary in San Jose, California, with 81 degrees, scattered clouds, and cooking Easter dinner. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to check in with us real quick, Gary. I appreciate you. And yeah, happy Easter to you and to everyone else. And thank you all for taking a break and joining us on the net tonight. So I'll be clear with you. Before I do one more call, let me repeat tonight's trivia question for anybody who hasn't heard it. So here is the question. What is the number one weather-related killer in the United States? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end. Okay, one more call. Are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn Youth Net? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
7MJB.
Was that K7MJB?
Do that. I forgot to answer the question.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and give me your answer.
I believe it's flooding.
Okay, very good there, Michael. Got down your guess of flooding for the trivia. Thank you so much for that and coming back. And yeah, anybody else who missed it or wants to give an answer, please feel free to recheck if you've already checked in. It's no big deal. So, all right, thank you, Michael. I'll be clear with you, K7MJB, and do one more call before we move on. Are there any other short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn YouthNet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest via the Peak Radio Association linked repeaters. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, once again, what is the number one weather-related killer in the United States? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
This is Bob, AG7FR, that's Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Romeo, Klamath Falls, Oregon, currently 71 degrees, sunny, and the answer to the trivia is flash flooding, I would think, flash floods.
All right, I copied one station there, AG7FR, Bob in Klamath Falls, Oregon, with 71 degrees and scattered, or sunny, excuse me, and a guess of flooding for the trivia question. Thank you very much, Bob, for your check-in and for your answer. We appreciate it. It makes it more fun. So I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system for the Skywarn YouthNet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
VS7HLT, Whiskey 7, Hotel Lima Tango. JT, Depot Bay, Oregon. The weather's currently mostly sunny, 63 degrees. It's been one of the warmest temperatures for a while, and I'm going to take a guess of flooding or flash floods.
KK7, Victor Yankee Tango, Tim in Salem.
Okay, let me stop right there. I copied Whiskey 7 Hotel Lima Tango. JT in Depot Bay, Oregon, with 63 degrees and mostly sunny with a guess of flooding for the trivia. Thank you very much for that. And then KK7, Victor Yankee Tango, Tim in Salem, Oregon. Did you have any traffic or weather for the net tonight, Tim?
Yes, I do. It's about 10 degrees warmer than Depot Bay. We're at 73 right now. Got a high of 76 today.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I copy 73 degrees currently and 76 degree high. Sounds pretty nice over there. So thank you so much, Tim, for your check-in and your report. I appreciate you. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Please call now. This is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet. One more call for any check-ins throughout the PRA system before we move on. Please call now. This is KE0FOE. All right, nothing else heard. We are now opening the net to any and all hams to check in via any of our VoIP networks. This includes the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All Starlink nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 31686, the Yaesu System Fusion Reflector 31686, and any other participating VoIP nodes. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the number one weather-related killer in the United States? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Ethernet.
KO6GWR, Kilo Oscar 6, Golf Whiskey Romeo, Rod in Santa Clarita, transmitting from Emmett, Idaho this evening, visiting my daughter. It's 72 degrees with a north wind of 5 miles an hour and fair. Very nice day out here. I'm glad they accommodated us for and we visited here. And the answer to the trivia question, I think, is a heat wave, extreme heat. Thanks for doing the net. KO6GWR, back to net control.
Okay, very good. We copy KO6GWR. Rod currently in Emmett, Idaho with family, having 72 degrees, light wind, and a guess of heat for the trivia question. Thank you very much, Rod, for that report and the guess. We appreciate your participation. So I'll be clear with KO6GWR and do another call. Are there any more VoIP check-ins for the Skywarn Ethernet? Please call now.
Whiskey Delta Zero, Romeo Echo Whiskey, WD0REW, Drew in Springfield, Missouri, currently 53 degrees outside, no traffic.
KJ5NON AGQ, Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha Golf Quebec, John, Los Angeles, Washington. Current temperature is 76 degrees. And my guess for the trivia question is heat. No further traffic.
KJ5, NON. I'm in Owosso. I'd like to do a double check-in if that's allowed, sir.
All right, let me stop right there. I had a bit of a double there, and then one station was locked, keyed up or something. I think I got one station fully, KJ7AGQ, John and Law Center, Washington, with 76 degrees and a guess of heat for the trivia question by Echolink. And then I think there was another station, KJ5NON, but John in Lawson or Washington, did I get your information right?
Yes, that is correct, KJ7AGQ.
Okay, very good, John. Thank you so much for the confirmation. I'll be clear with you. Now, the other station, I think it was Kilo Juliet 5 November, Oscar November, asking for a double check. I'm not quite sure what you mean, but go ahead and give me your information, and I'll answer your question.
That's affirmative. KJ5, NON. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I checked in under the Echolink and then rechecked in when you called Oklahoma through the repeater.
Okay, I don't have you on tonight's log, so yeah, you're more than welcome to check in with us now, and if you give me your name, location, and anything else you have for the net, I'll put you down.
Copy that. This is Mike. We're in Owosso, 61, calm and clear.
Okay, very good there, Mike. Thank you. KJ5NON, Mike in Owosso, Oklahoma, with 61 degrees, clear and calm. Thank you so much for your check-in. I appreciate you. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Are there any more VoIP check-ins for the Skywarn Ethernet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Whiskey Delta Zero, Romeo Echo Whiskey, WD0REW, Drew in Springfield, Missouri, 53 degrees, no traffic.
All right. I apologize, Drew. I logged you, but that double confused me, and I totally forgot to acknowledge you. But yes, I acknowledge WD0REW Drew in Springfield, Missouri, with 53 degrees and no traffic. Thanks so much for checking in, Drew. I do have you down, so apologies for that. But I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Are there any other VOIP check-ins? Please call now. This is KE0FOE.
WB6WNI with a recheck. Okay, I'm just answering your trivia question. My answer is heat. Nothing further. Back to you.
Okay, very good there, Gary, with the recheck of guessing heat for the trivia. Thank you so much for coming back to me. I'll be clear with WB6WNI. Do one more call now. Are there any other VOIP check-ins for the Skywarn Ethernet before we move on? Please call now. Okay, nothing else heard. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the N5XQK repeater at 147.09 MHz, serving the Rogers County, Oklahoma area. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the number one weather-related killer in the United States? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Ethernet. Please call now. One more call for anybody else in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Please call now.
Here it is, KA5OUG. Good evening, Caleb Turles here.
All right, I acknowledge one station there. KA5OUG, Charles, I believe in Tulsa. Good evening. Did you have anything for the net?
Yeah, not too much to report there. Currently 60 degrees here. Had just over 2 inches of rain this past week. Definitely glad to get that. Started out cool this morning, but it was a beautiful day and a beautiful afternoon anyway. And I think on that question, I probably would agree with someone else I heard earlier there. I think probably heat-related deaths, probably. So thanks for doing it there, Caleb. Appreciate you as always. K5OUG73, have a good week.
All right, very good there, Charles. Copy your 60 degrees, just over 2 inches recorded last week, and guess of heat for the trivia. Thank you so much for your check-in and participating in the trivia. It makes it a lot more fun. And yeah, I appreciate your check-in as always. So I'll be clear with KA5OUG and do another call. Are there any more check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in the Huntsville, Alabama area, from any repeaters in that area. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the number one weather-related killer in the United States? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Ethernet.
KN0LZE, this is Todd K. N0LZE, Huntsville. Current 57 degrees. Number one killer, I believe, is lightning.
With a slight breeze. And the answer to the trivia question is heat, and that could be greatly reduced if people would remember to check the back seat of their car before they locked. N8OAY.
All right, I copied a double there. I copied KN0LZE, Todd in Huntsville, Alabama, with 57 degrees and a guess of lightning for the trivia. Thank you for that, Todd. And then N8OAY, Dave in Huntsville, Alabama. From your report, all I copied was a guess of heat. Give me your weather again.
59 and clear with a slight breeze out of the north. And heat for the trivia question, N8OAY.
Okay, very good there, Dave. Thank you. I copy 59 degrees, clear and a light breeze. And again, yeah, the guess of heat for the trivia. Thanks so much for coming back to me. And yeah, that DMR delay is quite long. So yeah, I guess doubling is pretty easy. But thank you so much for coming back to me. I got you down. So I'll be clear with those two stations now and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Huntsville, Alabama area? please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing else heard over there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the KE6PGN repeater at 447.82 MHz in Southern California. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the number one weather-related killer in the United States? This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. One more call for any check-ins from the Los Angeles, California area. Please call now. All right, nothing heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any stations in the Branson, Missouri, Tri-Lakes area on the following repeaters: 147.105, 443.55, and 224.1 MHz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
This is KJ6TQ, that is Kilo Juliet 6, Tango, Quebec, George and Branson, and I do have traffic.
All right, very good. We acknowledge KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri, with traffic. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Caleb. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. This is George, KJ6TQ in Branson, Missouri. And just repeating our weather, it's currently 50 degrees with crystal clear skies. We had a high today, as Caleb said earlier, of 65 and a low of 35, and we got 1 1/3 inches of rain during the past week. I wanted to congratulate you, Jack, and Jim down in Mississippi for an excellent job on the N0A special event station. 2,300 contacts is a lot, and you're going to get blisters on your fingers responding to all those QSL cards, that mountain of QSL cards you pulled out of the P.O. box the other day. So now you know what a celebrity feels like receiving fan mail. A lot of hams reached, and the message passed along to a lot of folks to just keep an eye on the weather. So very good job to all you guys, and I'm glad it went well, despite the challenges with propagation and the atmosphere and whatnot. So that's all I have. Back to net control from KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri.
Okay, thank you very much, Dad. I copied your 50 degrees clear skies with 65 degree high, 35 degree low, and 1 1/3 inches of rain recorded. And the event was very successful. And I was very surprised by the number of QSL cards in the P.O. box. I initially thought somehow that that many advertising envelopes got in there over the time we waited to check it. But no, they were actually QSL cards. So that was quite the surprise. But thank you so much for your check-in, Dad. I appreciate you. And I'll be clear with KJ6DQ. All right. Are there any other check-ins from the Lakes areas for the Skywarn Youthnet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control.
Hey, can you be with Matt, South Oklahoma? Check-in only. Thank you.
All right, I thought I heard a station there. I copied Matt in Oklahoma. I think I got the call AF5JB. Is that correct?
That's correct. Clear skies and 62 degrees. It's also 73.
Okay, very good there, Matt. AF5JB, Matt in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with 62 degrees and clear skies. Thank you very much for your check-in and your report, Matt, 73. All right, one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Lakes areas before we move on? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins system-wide from any licensed amateur radio operators who have third parties wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet. We invite any third parties who have questions, want to talk about weather, or just want to say hello. We ask that the licensed operator give their call sign, wait for their turn, and then proceed with their third-party traffic, along with proper identification of their station before and after the third-party transmissions. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
Kilo 7, Alpha Charlie Uniform, Dave in West Medford, Oregon.
All right, I acknowledged K7ACU, Dave in Medford, Oregon. Good evening. Did you have a third party with you?
Do not, not at this time.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for your check-in. Did you have anything for the net? Okay, I think you said I do not. You cut yourself off there. But thanks so much for the check-in. I appreciate you, and I'll be clear with you now. All right, one more call. Are there any stations with third parties wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet? Please call now. All right, nothing else heard there. I'll now take final check-ins from any and all hams located anywhere, including rechecks. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guest to tonight's trivia question, which is, once again, what is the number one weather-related killer in the United States? Any system-wide check-ins, including via Echolink, All-Star, DMR, and YSF, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
KM7, BTO, Mark, currently mobile in Grand Ron, rechecking. It's currently down to 71, partly cloudy, and our guest is flooding.
Until I heard everybody getting the trivia question wrong. It is not heat. Far more people die of cold than of heat. I think it's like 10 times as many. I'm not sure that's the number one killer. It might be lightning, thunderstorms, but it cannot possibly be heat. I'll stand by now. Back to net.
I think I doubled. Let's try that again. This is KM7BTO rechecking. I think I doubled on somebody, but I believe that the number one killer is related to flooding. Anyhow, KM7BTO, back to net.
All right, let me stop right there. Yeah, of course, the double, the winner was Mark, so I got you twice there. But thanks, Mark, for coming back. I copied that your temper's gone down, and your guess for the trivia is flooding. Thank you very much. And then the other station, all I could copy was that you thought the answer was cold, or your guess is freezing to death. Can I get your check-in information? I could not get it.
KM7EIX on the peak radio network in Oregon.
All right, I couldn't quite get that. I copied KM7, and then the rest was kind of a little hard to discern. Can I get it phonetically in your name for the log?
Sorry about that. Kilo Mike 7, Echo India X-ray. First name is Ken.
Okay, very good there, Ken. Thank you. Kilo Mike 7, Echo India X-ray in Oregon, and I copied your guess for the trivia was cold for the number one killer in the United States. So thank you very much for your check-in. I appreciate you, and welcome to the Skywarn Youthnet. I don't believe I've heard you before, but we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate your support. All right, so I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from anyone anywhere, including any rechecks for the Skywarn Youthnet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Alpha India 5, Quebec. AI 5Q, Jerison, Tulsa, with 61 degrees and a guess of cold exposure.
All right, I copied one more. AI5Q, Jarris in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with 61 degrees and a guess of cold. Great to hear from you again, Jarris. Happy Easter to you and your family there. Thanks so much for checking in with me. I'll be clear with you and do one more call. Are there any other final check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Usenet.
KF0IZP. Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Zulu Papa, Jake Branson with 54 degrees, and I want to say heat exposure.
Okay, we acknowledge KF0IZP, Jake in Branson, Missouri with 54 degrees, and a guess of heat exposure for the trivia. Thank you so much, Jake, for your check-in and your guess. We appreciate you, and it's great to hear you again. And I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Are there any more final check-ins from anyone anywhere, including any rechecks? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. All right, nothing else heard there. So let's go over the trivia question. So here it was for anybody who missed it. What is the number one weather-related killer in the United States? And here the answer is heat. According to the National Weather Service, extreme heat is the leading weather-related killer in the United States, causing more fatalities on average than floods, tornadoes, or hurricanes. Heat waves result in nearly 200 deaths per year here in the United States. Interestingly, during our 15-day-long special event operation, extreme heat was the most prevalent form of severe weather, with more heat-related warnings and watches being issued than those related to storms. While most people thought we were having a lull in severe weather during that period, the irony is we were experiencing the most dangerous form of severe weather almost the entire time. So, congratulations to WB6WNI Gary, KO6GWR Rod, KJ7AGQ John, KA50UG Charles, N8OAY Dave, and KF0IZP Jake for getting the answer correct. Stand by, more follows. This is KE0FOE continuing. I want to thank all young hams and their families, along with all other amateur radio in tonight's Skywarn Usenet. Young hams are the future of this hobby, and we encourage you to get involved, to get out on the air and talk, and to invite your friends to become hams as well. We also encourage you to learn more about Skywarn activities and about weather. Please join us again next Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, or Monday at 0030 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Usenet is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control, returning all participating repeaters and VOIP nodes back to normal use. 73, good night, and happy Easter to all from Caleb, KE0FOE, in Branson, Missouri.